Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time. If you put Ali in boxing, you won't get what he really was. The life he lived outside of the ring, what he had to say, the bravery he had made him what he was, a prophet, a hero, a revolutionary, much more than a boxer. That's a quote by George Foreman, two-time world heavyweight champion. Muhammad Ali was, and perhaps still is, the most famous man on the planet. In the farthest reaches of the world, in mud huts in Africa, in homes without electricity or modern conveniences, and in remote villages in Asia, you can find a picture of Ali in a place of honor. He is a transcendent and galvanizing figure for his remarkable ring career, as well as for his life outside of the ring. Beyond what people thought of him for his ring accomplishments, his pre-fight poetry and antics, there is their opinion of him becoming a Muslim and refusing to take one small step forward to be inducted into the army. As a consequence, Ali was stripped of his championship and barred from boxing. Ali said, "If I thought the war was going to bring freedom and equality to 22 million of my people, they wouldn't have to draft me. I'd join tomorrow. I have nothing to lose by standing up for my beliefs. So I'll go to jail. So what? We've been in jail for 400 years. No doubt, Ali would have been safer in the army than fighting the men he fought in the ring. Men like Sonny Liston, Joe Frazier, Ken Norton, Ernie Shavers, Leon Spinks, and Larry Holmes. While some only saw Ali as a preening peacock, a loudmouth, poetry-spouting, arrogant fighter, they missed that his behavior was gamesmanship and marketing. Ali said, "To be a great champion, you must believe you are the best. If you're not, pretend you are. I am the greatest. I said it even before I knew I was." What few know about Muhammad Ali, however, is his compassion, good deeds outside the ring, and his philosophical side. In 1990, just days before the U.S. started bombing Iraq, Ali, suffering from the early stages of Parkinson's disease, traveled to that country, met with Saddam Hussein, and negotiated the release of 15 hostages. He brought them back to the United States and probably saved their lives. One afternoon, driving in Los Angeles, his limousine was slowed by a crowd of people craning their necks to see a desperate man on the ledge of a high-rise building. Ali rolled down his window and asked the policeman what was going on. The officer told him that the man was threatening to jump and they were unable to talk him down. Ali asked if he could help and was told he could try if he wanted to. Ali went up to the window next to the man, stuck his head out. He calmed the man down, telling him in part, "We are brothers." He talked his broken soul off the ledge, took him down the elevator to his limo, drove him to the hospital, and likely saved his life as well. Poet Toni Morrison recalls a story about Ali going to the aid of a despondent old Jewish woman facing imminent eviction from her apartment. He paid her rent, and he saved her from being kicked out on the street. Ali didn't speak of this. He said, "The service you do for others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth." Ali never boasted about his good deeds, believing that if you bragged, then what you had done wasn't sincere. Muhammad Ali is a complicated man, living a storied, extraordinary life, and like all great men, he is flawed and walks on feet of clay, much more than a boxer.